It's friends! This is so exciting. We are continuing our shiur that we started about the brachas of tefillin. In the first shiur, we saw this in the flame. And now we're going to continue. Kahena v'chahena, siyata dishmaya, the perusham yuchas le'arashba. There's a perish, they call it the Rashba Menachas, daflamid vav. Not that he wrote it, but they say he did. So he learned that the Iker is Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Tfilin Shel Rosh also requires a bracha. Al Pidivya Gemara Menachas Mim Dalid, that there are two mitzvahs. So if there are two mitzvahs, they mandate two brachas. But we have to explain Svarat Rashi Ve'arambam, Shebebracha Achat, Poteret Shel Yad Vishel Rosh. How can you pater two separate mitzvahs with one bracha? And the Rambam himself enumerates it as two brachas, Esen Yud Beis Yud Gimel. And the Smag also, and the Chinuch, not like the Bahag. Two mitzvahs, why one bracha? As Bedinu Shekot Tefillah, Tiyah Tuna Bracha Le'atzma, each of the tefillin should require its own bracha. And the Rambam was already asked about this in his Tshuvah Sper Ador, Simen Ches. And he said, in Yananecha Lios Lizikaron, the Manti Yetzer Meficha, so Mela, there's one bracha l'shteyem. That's the Rambam says. You also make a bracha on a fresh Shumas and Isis, one bracha. Same idea. One inyan. Now, we saw that if a person speaks in between the Tzil Shal, Tzil Shal Rosh, Gemara says, Chozer Mevarech, explains the Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Hey Simen Yud Gimel, that it's considered speaking in between a bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah. And this is Al Pishitas HaRif So Pesachas Rosh Hashanah Shekol Hefsek Bein HaBracha L'Tchilas HaMitzvah requires a bracha. For Kol Hefsek Shel Acher Tchilas HaMitzvah doesn't require a bracha. Now, le'inyan shechitas kama behemos, the Rashba writes that if a person speaks in between one behem and the next, it's mistabel that he doesn't make a new bracha, because you can't compare that to speaking in between tefillin shel and tefillin shel rosh, that are two separate mitzvahs, and if somebody speaks in between the two of them, he was mafsik bein habracha l'tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. However, the Tur in Yeredeya argues Simen Yates, and he knows that even somebody is mafsik b'dibur bein shchita l'shchita, he has to make a new bracha, just like tefillin. That if you speak in between tefillin and tefillin, you have to make another bracha because they're separate mitzvahs. That's what the Rishonim write to explain this opinion, that you have to make a new bracha if he speaks in between shchita and shchita. Now this klal of the Rif that he made, that a hefsek bein bracha l'tchilas hamitzvah requires a bracha, but l'acher t'chilas hamitzvah doesn't require a bracha, is muskam al das rov rishonim. Like somebody's mafsik b'dibur b'emtzes su'daso, you don't have to make a new bracha on the food. Once you started eating, you're cool. So how are we going to understand these two shitas regarding shchita? The one opinion compares it to tefillin, the Rashba, and he says that once you already started, that he compares it to, he doesn't compare it to tefillin, it's like a suda, that once you started shechting the animals, you're beseder. Even if you speak in the middle, you make a new bracha, and the tour compares it to tefillin, that you do have to make a new bracha. So what's the sherish there, machlokas? So the yisod of machlokas is, should you see the shchitos as one mitzvah, mitzvah shchita, and the cheluke gufim are not a chelukal mitzvah, and therefore the bracha relates to klalus mitzvah shchita, and therefore even if yisach bein shchita l'shchita, harezek yisach l'achar shischil asuda or mitzvah, you already started the mitzvah, you already started the suda, so you don't have to make a new bracha. Or no, Maybe since each animal requires shechita la'atzma, they're considered two ma'aseh mitzvahs that are mechayev of two separate brachas ba'atzim. And therefore, if somebody's mafsik b'neihem, it's like he's being mafsik b'nei ha'bracha la'hascholas ha'mitzvah ha'shniya. And that's meduyuk b'loshen ha'tur. Tosin chulim pe'zayin is stopping in the shayla. If somebody speaks in between shechita, is that like speaking in between the tefillin, or is that like speaking in between the suda? The Torah says that it's like in between the tefillin, because there are two ma'aseh mitzvahs that are different. And the Torah is l'shitasa, because he brings later on, like those who say that if Bishas HaBrocha eat a few animals in front of him, and later on they brought new animals, he has to make a new bracha on those new animals, because each animal is a mitzvah fnei atzma. Each animal is a chefza that's mechayiv another ma'aseh shechita, and memela another bracha was in front of him. Bishas HaBrocha. And with this hesber, we could be miyashiv gdalis gedolei apoiskim. Bach, Magen Avram, Reish Vav. What's the difference between the case where they brought new animals in front of him that the Torah says you have to make another bracha, and if they bring new peiros from the same min, the Torah writes you don't make a new bracha, you're eating bananas, they bring more bananas, you don't make a new bracha, based on what we said, it's gevaldik, because birchas hanenin ein mashmaut l'chol yechida v'yechida me'aperot l'inyan ha'bracha. Ela achila bechlaluta hi azokeket bracha. There's no meaning to each of the specific fruits. It's the achila that requires a bracha. And therefore, if they brought out new bananas, and he's eating the bananas, he wasn't mesiach das, it's all the hemshech of one achila. And we don't care that the other bananas were in front of him b'shas ha-bracha. Mashen kein birch ha-mitzvah zala shrita. Each shechita nidona kimitzvah nifredet hazokeket bracha b'fnei atzma. Each one requires its own bracha, and therefore the bracha that you made earlier cannot relate to the mitzvah that was in the fun of b'shas ha-bracha. If you look in the chedushim of a goyin, Reb Aryeh Leib Malin in Chelek Aleph Simin Gimel, you'll see a different mahalach. But our mahalach is that if it's a mitzvah of tshchita, each one's a new yechida. Each one's a new unit. If it wasn't in front of b'shas ha-bracha, you have to make a new bracha. Ma shekein yachil, ein mashmaut lekol banana b'fnei atzma. And therefore, one bracha, one for all and all for one. Now that we've come to this point, we can ask a stira b'divrei Ramah. Mitzad chesh ben oimek advarim b'svar. Let's see. Mitzad echod the Ramah paskins in Yerid Yud Tes like the tour that if you speak in between shechitas, you have to make another bracha. And the other any paskins in the Darkei Moshe and Arichaim Kuf Samach Zayin like the Rokeach that if a person breaks bread, and eats, and somebody heard the bracha he made, and he's mafsik b'dibur. Lefnei achiloso, he's yotzei with that bracha. The mevorech made a bracha and he eats. Somebody else speaks before he eats. He's still yotzei with the bracha of the mevorech. Now the Beis Yosef is doicha the rokeach, because everybody is chayv levorech kedei lecho. And when somebody makes a bracha for everybody, it's like everybody made the bracha on their own. And when the shomea is mafsik, he's mafsik between his own bracha and the achila. But the Ramah learns like the rokeach, that since me'achar she'to'am echad min prusas ha'bitziya yatzu kulam, one guy eating is enough for everybody. Me'achorim already explained, look in Reb Aryeh Leib Reb Aryeh Tzvi Frumer in the Kashuk Lover in the Siach HaSodeh Simon Hay Chela Gimel printed the new Eretz Tzvi with the Siach HaSod, it's mamish shmak. So he explained that they're arguing together Shemei HaKoine. Is the Shmira Amira Atzmis? Umimela, he's like mafsik bein bracha, brachas atzmo, lachilosu, he should make a new bracha. If the Shmi is like he's saying it, then he said it. Now he has to eat. If he speaks, he's a hefsi. Or no? Is the Shemea Yoitze Bamiris Chaver? It's not my own Amir, it's his. So I'm on his coattails. And he ate, so I'm Seder. That's very nice. That might explain the Svara of why everybody's Yotze. But it's not enough to explain Divrei HaRamah. Because, yes, you're Yotze Bamiras HaBotzeya, and the Botzeya wasn't Mafsik, but your Achila is detached from the Bracha. It's a good Svara that I'm in his coattails. But Sof Kol Sof, my bracha is detached from my eating. I'm also eating. You had him yotze with his bracha. But I also have to eat. I didn't eat. So why isn't my dibur hefsek? The explanation is, based on the chakira, is a hefsek bein bracha la'asiyas hadavar, like bein bracha la'achila. Is that a chisaron bebracha? That the bracha is larik, it was for nothing, for naught, and therefore you have to make a new bracha? Or it's the achila that's lacking a bracha, because it was detached from the bracha. Is it a chisaron in the bracha? Or is it a chisaron in the achila? And it would appear that the Ramah learned that it's a chisaron in the bracha. That the hefsek makes a bracha like a bracha that was said not on a maisa. But mitzad the achila, it doesn't have to be smucha le bracha. But mitzad the bracha, it has to be smucha le achila. Otherwise, you stare at the bracha. And therefore, here, where the Mevarich himself ate, hare lo yatza birchaso yirekam. The bracha is a beseder bracha. And since that's the case, it's a good bracha, and the shemea can be yotze with this bracha. Even though he was mafsik. Because the problem is not in the achil, the problem is the bracha. And the bracha was a good bracha because he made the bracha and he ate. So the bracha wasn't larik. What about the achila of the shemea? But it's not a problem mitzad the achila, it's a problem mitzad the bracha. So therefore a hefsek doesn't bother us. That's why the Ramah paskin that way. That a hefsek b'achila, he's allowed to continue eating, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. The challah was already chal, the bracha was already chal, or challah al yidei achilas habotzeya. So the shemeh is yotze. Oh, so now after this tifkait, it's shver. How does the Ramah paskin like the tour that if he speaks in between animal and animal, he makes a new bracha? The bracha was a beseder gamur bracha. The bracha wasn't Yotzei Larik. The bracha was Chal on the Shechita. So why should the Hefsek bother us? So you're right, we consider them mitzvahs nefrados. You're right, they're considered distinct mitzvahs, like we said. But sof sof, ha-Hefsek, u-ba-bracha. And the bracha isn't lacking. The only time you have to make a new bracha is where the chisaron in the bracha. But here the bracha wasn't lacking. As long as the bracha is not lacking, you're beseder. The bracha is already chal. Why can't it continue to be chal? It should be all the mitzvos acheros. Just like we say, Gabi Shomei, Akoine, that since the botzeya wasn't mafsik, the bracha is chal. So we should say here also, since once the bracha was chal, so let it be chal on the other animals as well. It's like by the Achila, now it's Chol Vayter on other Achilas, even though there was a Hefzik Be'achia B'Dibur of the Shomea. Star Kasha. So we have to be Miyashev by being Mechalik between Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvahs. And the reason for this Chiluk is Al Pi Yisod HaYadua Shekatvu HaAchronim, that Birchas HaMitzvahs is not stam a chova levarich b'shas kiyum mitzvah, but the mitzvah requires midrabbanan a bracha. Shekach tiknu chachomim b'tzura asasiyas ha-mitzvah sheteyoseim bracha. And there are a number of rayas for this yisod. Number one, they darshan on the pasuk of Yidimaiso avartim mitzasecho l'shechachti l'shechachti m'levarechacha. I the Birchas HaMitzvah on that Frasha. Is this Rosh on a Smachter? Not on a Smachter. Discussion. Now, Vidui is said only on Averis that were done by Maestris and not other Averis. So it's Muchach that the Afrasha's Maestr without a Bracha is a Pagam in the Afrasha. And therefore you're saying Vidui on it. Shachachti Milavarechacha. Otherwise, there'd be a pagam in the etzem afrasha. And we also see this from the Mishnah in Trumas, first perek, that an arum and an elaim, a naked person and a mute person, lo yitrumu, because they can't make the bracha. And even if his friend is toireim for him, he's not going to make a bracha. So what is he losing when he's Torahim himself? What do you mean, don't take Truma? Because you can't make the bracha, so your friend's going to do it. Beseder, your friend's going to do it, and anyway you're not going to make a bracha. So what are you gaining? You're not gaining a bracha, anyway you're not going to make the bracha. The answer is that the mitzvah is that it has to go along with the bracha. And when the naked person or the mute person is mafrish the truma without a bracha, it's going to be chisaron in the truma, because it was nitkam with a bracha. And we also see this from Taisis and Bava Kamet Sadi Aleph Amid Beis, that if a person snatches a mitzvah from his friend that has a bracha, he has to pay once 10 zuvim and not 20, but it, because the mitzvah and the bracha are one. So if he snatches a mitzvah with a bracha, he only has to pay 10 and not 20, because the mitzvah and the bracha are one. So you see that the birchas ha-mitzvah is kechelik mitzura is kiyum ha-mitzvah. The gedolah mikulan, the raya from the Tosfos Rosh in Bracha, is famous. That he says that if birchas ha-mitzvah was in the d'oraisa, it would be ma'akev b'kiyum ha-mitzvah, mechitesi. L'chora, it's a separate mitzvah to make a bracha b'shas to see it's a mitzvah, but you see, no, it's not so. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And m'meila, if birchas ha-mitzvah would be midoraisa, would be ma'akev, because the mitzvah is part and parcel of the bracha, is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And now midrabbanan, that's the tzuras kiyum ha-mitzvah, that it goes together with Namakev. We don't pass in that way, but it goes together with the mitzvah, and therefore you better make sure that you do the mitzvah with the bracha, otherwise the chisaron in the mitzvah. The bracha and the mitzvah have to go together. We don't want the mitzvah to lack a bracha, as we illustrated a number of places. And since that's the case, we could say as follows: that linyan birchas hamitzvah, the Ramah learned that the hefzik bein bracha l'mitzvah shniya requires a new bracha. You're right; the first bracha was gevaldik. But what about the mitzvah? What about the mitzvah? The bracha is beseder. The bracha was chal. But by making this hefzik, you're being mafzik between the bracha and the mitzvah. And now the mitzvah doesn't have a bracha anymore. You're right, the bracha was chal, the bracha wasn't larik. But what about the mitzvah? The mitzvah's larik. Because the mitzvah, kiviyachol, doesn't have the bracha. You have to make a new bracha. Mashen kein birchas hananin. The machal doesn't require bracha mitzad atzma. Not that the machal requires a bracha. It's that there's a chiyuv bracha on a person who wants to eat. And since in the bracha there was no chisaron, because it was chal, when the person who made the bracha ate something, so it doesn't bother us now that the shomea spoke. We're not worried about hefsek. If it was in the achila, the achila required a bracha, like you would think in Pashtus, we'd be in trouble. But it's not. It's a din that somebody eating requires a bracha. And the shomea got this bracha. Because it was chal when the mevarich made the bracha, and he's nigor achar ha-mevarich, and the bracha was chal, so now he can continue eating. Because somebody who wants to eat requires a bracha, he has his bracha. But it's not that the food itself requires a bracha. And we would say that it's a hefsek. Because the food didn't get the bracha. But it's the opposite, the bracha has to get the food. As long as the bracha got the food, the bracha was chal on food, he's yotze. Mashen kein, when it comes to birchas ha-mitzvahs, the mitzvah requires a bracha. If he's mafsik b'emtza, the mitzvah lost its bracha. The bracha didn't lose its mitzvah, but the mitzvah lost the bracha. And therefore you have to make a bracha. If he spoke b'en shchita l'shchita, so miyushavim divrei ramah. Why by imsach b'en shchita l'shchita you have to make a new bracha? Because the mitzvah requires a bracha. On the other hand, if you hear somebody make a bracha on food, and he ate, and then you speak before you ate, you're yotze. Because the bracha was already chal. And that's the other Rama learned. Once the bracha's chal, then you're yotze. That dvar mayu amukim v'nifloim. You're yotze even if he spoke. And b'siyata d'shmaya, we have a little ways to go, not too much, in this particular series. Hopefully one more shir. And we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should give that shir, and we should b'zocha l'ilmol d'l'lamed, lishmor v'lasos, u'lekayim is called divrei sam v'tarasa v'yahava, amen v'yamen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.